Another Michigan dairy worker has caught the bird flu virus. The new case was announced yesterday, and it comes right after another case that was detected just last week. Here's NPR's Will Stone.
All three human cases of bird flu have cropped up in people working closely with infected dairy cattle. In the two previous infections, the only symptoms were conjunctivitis, or pink eye. This latest one is more concerning, though. The dairy worker had respiratory symptoms, including a cough, congestion, and watery eyes.
What the respiratory symptoms tell us, more than anything, is that this virus, like many viruses, can present in more than one way.
That's Dr. Nirav Shah with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And for that reason, we should remain alert, not be alarmed.
Shah says this latest case does not change the CDC's overall stance that the risk to the general public remains low. That's because all the human cases were connected to infected cattle, and so far, there is no evidence of human-to-human spread. The Michigan dairy worker was given antiviral treatment and is recovering. Shah says this case isn't all that unexpected. In recent years, many of the bird flu cases in humans have come with respiratory symptoms, even though that had not been seen until now during the cattle outbreak.
And this case spotlights the elevated risk of H5 influenza to farm workers generally, and dairy farm workers in particular.
That said, Shah acknowledges that an infected person coughing does raise the odds of spreading the virus to others. The agency is still doing genetic sequencing of the virus to get a sense of whether it has evolved to better infect humans. Dr. Rick Bright believes the situation is more concerning than the CDC is letting on.
My sense is the virus is evolving. The virus is mutating. We're giving it plenty of time and plenty of space and free rein.
Bright is the former head of the Federal Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA. Generally, it's hard for people to get infected with bird flu. The virus doesn't do a good job infecting the upper respiratory tract of humans. Last week's Michigan case was linked to a splash of milk in the eye. But Bright says this latest case is giving the virus a dangerous opportunity.
This is clearly doing something to replicate in that respiratory tract that's causing these symptoms. This is where you don't want it.
At the heart of his concerns is what's not known, or at least shared publicly, that there isn't more genetic data on the virus, exactly how it's spreading in cows, and why more humans aren't being tested. What's clear, though, is the outbreak has not just fizzled out. Will Stone, NPR News.